This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Chip maker wants antivirus maker.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A big deal happening in computers today. Chipmaker Intel says it'll buy the antivirus software maker McAfee in a cash transaction worth nearly $8 billion. Now, McAfee would become a wholly owned subsidiary of Intel's software group. Chris Nuttall is technology correspondent with the Financial Times. He joins us live right now from London. Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
I'm curious, Chris, as to what Intel thinks an antivirus software can bring to Intel, to its chip-making company, a hardware company.
Yeah, I was scratching my head to begin with on this, but the way Intel sees it is that security is a third pillar of the computing experience, they say. The other two pillars up to now have been internet connectivity and energy efficiency. And they see the fact that billions of devices are going to come online over the next few years, embedded devices like your fridge or your TV, mobile phones, obviously, and they're all going to need security. So Intel wants to tie security software closer to its chips and have an advantage over its competitors in the market. And McAfee, it's its biggest ever acquisition. The previous biggest acquisition was a networking chip company more than 10 years ago for $2.2 billion. So it's pushing the boat out here to the tune of nearly $8 billion. But it thinks it's a really central strategy for the company as a whole.
As you mentioned, Chris, it's been a while since Intel has really ventured out like this. What does it say about the health of the computer market?
Well, this will help them not just in computers. They do have quite a good security strategy in the enterprise for business computers, something called vPro, and active administration is called, and they can turn your computer off and they can search it remotely for viruses. But they see a huge market that they want to make inroads in smartphones. They think security is going to be a big issue there in the future, also in TVs and all kinds of other devices. So they see huge markets there, as well as the computer market, which is growing as well. And this will help in all of those areas.
Just a few seconds left, Chris. Could there be any kinks in this deal with the past antitrust accusations lobbed at Intel?
They just reached a deal with the Federal Trade Commission this month over alleged market dominance and how they were abusing that. Paul Otellini, chief executive, said today that they weren't looking at bundling McAfee's software with Intel hardware, and they intended to continue to work with other security vendors. So I don't think he sees a problem there.
All right, Chris Nuttall from the Financial Times in London. Chris, thanks.
Thank you.
The U.S. government's financial regulatory agency, the Securities and Exchange Commission, has settled its case against the state of New Jersey. You heard it right. This isn't a case involving a bank or a mutual fund. It's a state. In fact, it's the first time that a state has been charged with securities fraud. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
The charges are this. The state sold billions of dollars in municipal bonds. It didn't fully disclose to the buyers of those bonds how much the state still owed in retirement benefits to its firefighters and teachers. The SEC says New Jersey misled its bondholders by not telling them it had no immediate plans to pay those pension debts. Scott Patterson is with the National Association of State Budget Offices.
A lot of states have to pay attention to their pension system over the next few years to make sure that they're solvent going forward.
Or the SEC might come after them next. The agency launched a new unit for this purpose in January, the Municipal Securities and Public Pension Unit. Even as it settled its case with New Jersey, it's investigating other states. The financial crisis has sparked a booming market for municipal bonds. Investors seek a safe place to put their money. Pattison says states need the revenue.
They don't necessarily at the state level have the cash to pay for a road or university building, and they do tend to turn to bonds more.
A report by the Pew Center on the States found that states as a whole face a $1 trillion gap between the pensions and benefits they've promised public employees and the money set aside to pay for it. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
People who have lost their jobs and are collecting unemployment benefits for the first time, while the number of them is on the rise, the Labor Department says the number of people filing for initial jobless claims rose by 12,000 last week to 500,000 and even 500,000. That's the highest level since last November. Analysts thought claims actually would drop. Let's do the numbers. Markets are tanking right now. The S&P is off more than 2%. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow down now 195 points, 10,220 as we approach midday in New York. European shares are higher at the moment, and Asian shares were higher today as well.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at vanguard.com.
The number of workers who died on the job last year dropped 17%, mostly because there are fewer people working. Still, like years past, commercial fishing is one of the most dangerous professions. There may be a few ways to protect fishermen from danger, but some say the measures soak profits. Here's reporter Janet Babin.
One thing that makes this line of work so dicey is the frenzy surrounding the catch. In many fisheries, the minute the season opens, boats race to reel in as many fish as they can. Photographer Karen Ducey crabbed under this system in Alaska's Bering Sea.
You would work around the clock, and you would work like 100 miles an hour. I think we would get about 4 hours of sleep at night. That's where the danger element would come in, because you're exhausted.
Alaska fisheries have since switched to what's called a catch share quota system. Kate Bonson with the Environmental Defense Fund wants all U.S. fisheries to use this type of quota system.
Catch shares provide fishermen with a secure access to a certain amount of fish, and it allows them to be a lot more flexible about when they go fish.
Bonson says catch shares reduce fatalities and stabilize fish stocks. Some fishermen, though, complain the system nibbles away at their profits and curbs the adventure associated with the profession. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally, Dorothy Davidson's running for mayor of Bessemer, Alabama. Her campaign's passed out pictures of Davidson with University of Alabama head football coach Nick Saban, a big name in the state. The campaign claims Saban endorsed Davidson 3 weeks ago, but the photograph was actually taken 3 years ago. It was an older outdoor snapshot of Saban and his wife, Terry. The picture digitally enhanced to replace Terry Saban with Davidson. Davidson's campaign manager, who at first said he secured the endorsement, admitted making it up. He resigned for lying and for really bad photoshopping skills. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.